Right now, two separate investigations are trying to determine whether the San Francisco Police Department has a problem with racial bias. The U.S. Department of Justice began to review the SFPD after police shot and killed Black Bayview resident Mario Woods in December. And last year, District Attorney George Gascon asked an independent panel to take a look at the department after officers were caught having exchanged what many called racist, sexist, and homophobic text messages. That same panel is reviewing thousands of documents and holding a series of public hearings to gather testimony from officials and to get input from the public on how they view the police. It's just one step in an effort to restore public trust in the police. KLW's Jeremy Dalmas went to one of those hearings. He brought back this story.
As soon as I walk into the basement of the San Francisco Main Library, I can tell that community police relations aren't great right now.
Act up! Fight back! Fight Gascon's corruption! This panel is BS!
The third meeting of the Blue Ribbon Panel on Transparency, Accountability, and Fairness in Law Enforcement hasn't even started yet. About 50 members of the public, the media, and city officials are here. Up on stage sit three judges who've come in from across Northern California. Anand Subramanian, executive director of the panel, starts things off.
The panel is tasked with evaluating the San Francisco Police Department's policies and practices for institutionalized bias. In addition to the judges reviewing thousands of incident reports that were compiled by the officers involved in the texting scandal, eight law firms are supporting the panel on a pro bono basis to look at the following issues: stop searches and arrests, personnel and internal discipline.
The judges are here to interview witnesses on stage about whether or not the culture of the police department is fundamentally racist and what can be done about it. And they're doing this because of text messages, racist text messages. They were discovered between 14 police officers on their personal phones. I'm going to read one example, and let me warn you, it's hard to hear. In reference to a Black man coming over for dinner, one officer wrote to another, quote, "Get your pocket gun. Keep it available in case the monkey returns to his roots. It's not against the law to put an animal down," unquote.
Today's hearing will be focused on an examination of four high-level city officials.
On the stand will be District Attorney George Gascon, the Director of City Audits, the President of the Police Commission, and right now, Police Chief Greg Sir. As he walks up, one audience member yells at him, "Fire Chief Sir."
Fire Chief Sir!
Some hold up signs for the entire hour he's on stage that say, "Jail Killer Cops" and "Stop Police Terror." Many are here from Justice for Mario Woods Coalition. Jerry Roth is the lawyer helping the judges question the chief. He tries to suss out if there's a climate in the department where racism would thrive.
Is there a problem at the San Francisco Police Department, from your perspective as the chief, with respect to there being, let's call it an old boys network, or there being cliques that where there are some people who are on the in and some people who are on the outside?
Within every profession, there is a culture, and within every profession, there are those that feel that they're more in than out, and the police department's no different.
He's not answering the question.
Sir insists throughout his testimony that the police department is doing everything in its power to increase diversity in hiring.
And I have been very loud and clear on this. There is no place for a dishonest cop or a racist police officer, and I intend to expel both as quickly as I can.
But one judge on the panel, Judge Ladarius Cordell, questions whether the offending officers will be disciplined at all. The text messages were sent in 2011, the same year that Chief Sir got his job. The Internal Affairs Department found out about the text messages in December of 2012, but the public didn't know about them until March of 2015. Cordell says the department may have sat for too long without taking action.
Once a police department is aware of or has notice of alleged misconduct, then the clock starts ticking. And if an officer is not given notice that he or she will be disciplined within 1 year, then no matter how egregious the behavior, the officer cannot be disciplined.
Cordell also suggests that the SFPD has been purposefully getting in the way of the investigation.
There has been basically obstruction, delay, in trying to get information from the department that these lawyers would like to get to be able to present to us and to the public. And so that's a real concern.
For example, at the last hearing, a black officer who was specifically targeted in some of the racist text messages testified that she saw pervasive racism in the department. Later, the president of the city's police union published a letter to her stating, quote, "I find your testimony to the panel to be largely self-centered and grossly unfair to the almost 2,200 officers of this department," unquote. After more testimony from officials, it's finally time for the public to speak. People start lining up in the aisle, but there are only 10 minutes left for public comment. Felicia Jones from Justice for Mario Woods Coalition steps up.
"We want Chief Cert fired."
Jones says she's tired of coming to meetings that spend hours talking with city officials and only minutes listening to the public.
"We need a better process to be fair to us. A community that is hurting, a community that is in pain, and no one seems to understand that."
This hearing is supposed to be one step in the healing of community police relations, but the very process is part of the problem to Jones and her coalition. Then she and others from her group storm out in frustration.
"Come on, let's go, y'all.
Stop the genocide of black and brown people. Stop killing our youth."
They gather in the hallway to debrief with each other. Frank Williams explained that every time they go to hearings like these, he feels the organizers consistently cut down on the time for public comment.
"We have some information that we can give to this Blue Ribbon Commission that we could tell them from us, from being in the community."
Williams says that in addition to firing Chief Sir, they want to see the officers who killed Mario Woods brought up on murder charges. If they don't get the chance to voice these demands, he doesn't have a lot of hope that the department will change.
"They're not about to do nothing."
The director of the panel says that he will reach out to the coalition to figure out how best to have more public input at the next hearing. The panel will produce a report this spring with its findings and with policy recommendations. But even the district attorney admitted today that altering the culture of a police department can take 5 or 10 years. So, if change is coming to the San Francisco Police Department, it likely won't take root this year or even this decade. In San Francisco, I'm Jeremy Dalmas for Cross Currents.